This is URN, the sports show.
So we are joined now on the bleachers by our final special guest of the episode. This one's very special. It's URN's own.
And McGrath wins it. He's through to win it. He's done it. Sam McGrath has won varsity for the University of Nottingham. Surely now, 3 minutes to go, and he has buried that one.
Well, it didn't win it.
No, I said surely now. Like, I did cover myself there. That was fine.
Sam McGrath, URN zone, hangover zone, is in the studio with us. How are you, Sam?
I'm not bad. All the best for hearing that again.
It's good commentary.
Did you hear it from the pitch?
Did he hear it from the pitch?
Well, maybe.
Like, it was loud as anything.
Mate, the looks I got, because I was sat commentating between two people from Trent, so it was Trent TV and Fly either side of me, and I went absolutely mental, like, stood up, like, yelling into the microphone with that commentary, and they're just either side like, oh, well, you know, it was a good try from the boys, all that sort of stuff, and I'm just making an absolute fool of myself because I got so carried away. It was such a good game.
Did you think you'd won it with that goal?
There was 3.5 minutes left, so it definitely wasn't the end. And in futsal, that's ages. So I thought I knew we were close. Obviously, it didn't turn out that way that it was the winning goal. But I knew it was a big goal. Hence,
you celebrated.
Like, yeah.
Can you clear that up for me? Do you not get sent off for 2 yellow cards? Because didn't you get booked twice in the game?
No, I'm a clean player. I got the yellow for jumping into the crowd. I didn't get any other yellows the game.
So. I did say in my commentary, I'm like, I am so surprised it's taken this long to get a booking.
Yeah. I should have got about 4 before that, I think. Mm,
you're a very fiery player, Sam. Well,
was that varsity or is that every game? Because it was very. There were a lot of heavy tackles going in.
No, that's probably varsity. In any big futsal game, you're going to get that. Varsity adds a bit more to it, obviously, but this year in Bucks, obviously, we kind of coasted to the league, and we've had basically 3 big student games, and they've all been like that, and varsity was one of them, but obviously varsity is the biggest, hence the heightened intensity, and it was probably the best quality game we've been involved in all season, student wise, definitely.
I was going to ask again, like you said that 3.5 minutes to go, 6-4 up. Those of us who were either in studio or commentating or whatever, we actually had for URN coverage of that match. But when did it sink in, really, that you guys were the point that was the varsity winner? Because it ended up being the 11th point of the series, which was the point from which Trent could not come back.
Yeah. In the game, I can't speak for the team, but I don't think it went through our minds that we were just focused on winning the futsal. We weren't thinking about the whole series. Obviously, that kind of came a bit later once we won it on pens, and I think the celebrations after showed that we knew we'd won the whole series, which was, and it was good for futsal that was the winning sport, because it gives us obviously more coverage and people hear about it, and I think it showed the value of the sport to the uni as well.
Well, it's 2 years in a row where futsal varsity sold out, or it was free, but it's reached maximum capacity.
Yeah.
Are you going to be moving to a different venue next year to be able to fit more people in?
Definitely, yeah, I think so. The obviously there was confusion about this year, but the highest attended futsal match in England is something like 1,200, and this year at varsity we had 450 people in Jubilee and turned something like 400 people away. Apparently,
really.
So. Next year, if we get, obviously we'll have David Ross, and I don't know what the capacity will be like about all that, but I think the aim is to get Motor Point and then see where we go from there. If it ends up being, it'll be Trent's choice next year, so I'm assuming they'll choose Motor Point Arena if they can, and to play in that and to get anywhere near capacity would be incredible, basically, for the sport. It would be unreal.
Because it's a new club as well. What, only 5-6 years old now?
Yeah, both Trent and us are basically, I think, we're both 4-5 years old. So we've both risen through I think the first year of both teams competing in books, they lost every game. Both teams lost every game. We came second bottom, Trent came bottom. So to move up to two of the biggest uni futsal clubs in the country is massive, I think, for the city as well.
Going back to the actual game, obviously during the penalty shootout, there was the boiling over of tensions, shall we say. Do you feel that the fight that took place was just a sign of the passion that was in the game, or do you feel that kind of both sides lost their heads a little bit?
No, I think we don't think too much about it. We don't think too much of it. It was just a heat of the moment thing that something was said, and obviously it led to one thing led to another. But it's not like it was a mass brawl or anything. It was just a few disagreements. There was obviously both teams really cared about winning, and we're not condoning what happened, but it wasn't we don't look on it as a massive issue, really. We just think it was a few tensions boiling over and a healthy competition, really.
That's such a euphemism for massive brawl. Just healthy competition.
It wasn't. Yeah, but I mean, I think it looked worse than it was from being on the ground level. I think it was just a little scuffle, really, nothing more.
Both other sets of players from the two clubs, both Trent and Uniov, were very fired up for the game. There were a lot of chants flying back and forth. Did that really add to the atmosphere? Did it affect you at all?
Yeah, I think when you're obviously, I think when you notice it is when it goes a bit quiet, and then it kind of boils away a bit. But once the chant started, obviously it gets the blood pumping, and you try and keep the chants going as well, because it really does lift the team.
You try to play off the crowd quite a lot. You were always going up to the crowd trying to G them up. Is that something that plays into your game?
Yeah, I guess so. But it's also Trent had a class crowd, so we've got to compete with that if we can. And we had a class crowd as well, don't get me wrong. But the times when we went quiet, it seemed Trent were going really noisy, and I think we just had to put a stop to that.
And in spite of losing a 2-goal lead fairly close to the end, did winning it on the penalties make it all the more special?
Yeah, I think, yeah. Obviously, you'd have preferred to have won it in normal time, but I think penalties, it's the best way to win things, really. It's the only way to win. Yeah.
So it's a big claim, because obviously everyone there can't have been more so than the players, obviously, but penalties are a very nervy kind of time, literally. So was that evident on the players, because the Uniov missed their first penalty, the first penalty of the shootout as well. Did you guys feel more nervous during that? I mean, it almost seems like...
Were they nervous in a penalty shootout?
No, that's not quite the question I'm asking. The question I'm asking was the fact that it was for the Varsity Point. Did all of that kind of boil over, do you think, with the players, with the fans, with the fight as well? Kind of
not just the point, it was for the series as well.
Yeah. I'm not sure about I'm not sure about how you're not thinking about the full series when you take it. I mean, I don't know how, obviously the last Trent guy who took his pen might have been thinking about it, might have been playing on his mind, but I didn't take a pen. But
where were you in the list?
I was fifth.
Fifth.
Yeah.
See, we were very confused because we thought it was a 5 penalty shootout.
Yeah.
And when the third one went in, have we won? Have we not?
To be fair, I didn't know it was a 3 penalty shootout. I didn't know till the coach came up just before it and said it's 3 pens. So, yeah, that's. Well, next year we'll have to sort the give you maybe a rule book or something. Yeah,
maybe.
I probably needed it.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Thank you so much, Sam, for joining us on this. The final Bleachers of the Varsity Series 2016. University of Nottingham have won the series. Well, we won it quite a while ago, but we won the series 13-7. A valiant performance, and we have spoken to 4 of the heroes of Varsity today. What?
It's 13-8, mate.
13-8. I don't know the score. I'm not. Yeah, we won
13-8. It's been a while.
It was 13-7 when we lost at cricket, okay. Right? Which made it 13-8.
Yeah,
there we go. So. Yeah, great outro, guys. Well done.
You made this.
That
straight,
was a
mate.
Brilliant end to what has been a fantastic Varsity series. This is URN.
The Sports Show.